do you enjoy these sounds? CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And stick around because we have very special guests today. We have Corey Hawthorne. He's going to do some songs. Hey, Corey, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
We have Joelle May here too. She's got some CDs that we're going to play. Hey,
hello.
Joelle. And John Prentice is here with his camera. And we'll have a couple of interviews later on the show. So stick around. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Get to know you. I wanna be the one that keeps it up.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. You're listening to the Morning After Show. Yeah, like I said, we have a really special show today. But let me tell you what are we listening to. We're listening to Sex with Strangers from their brand new EP, Behaviors. We listen to the song Behaviors. Before them, the Raybonettes from Denmark, one of my favorite bands. The song was She Owns the Streets. From the LP Observator. We started the show with Wild Bell from the EP It's Too Late. We just got this CD on the mail today, so pretty cool, kind of reggae-ish song. And we have Corey here, Corey Hawthorne. He's a local singer-songwriter, and he has a kind of brand new CD, no? Is it kind of new?
Yeah, it's new to everybody. Not so new to me. It came out last, I guess, in February, March. February is when I officially released it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's kind of been getting airplay here and there and across Canada and other parts of the world. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Corey's also very active in your gigs. No, you play a lot around town and.
Yeah. Any place I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just to keep limber. I actually do a lot of sort of open mic stuff too, just to keep singing.
Right? Uh-huh.
I've been to your open mic a couple times too, so it's, you know.
Yeah. The open mic, it's at this place Hatchery on Tuesdays.
There, it's a good one.
Kitsilano. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah,
we had good parties there every Tuesday for sure. And so the CD is called
The King of the Broken Hearts.
The King of the Broken Hearts. Is it sad CD or?
No, I don't think so. I kind of actually, you know, I always wanted to have a CD that would be really great on a road trip, you know, something you can stick in your car and drive long distances and play it again and again and again. So it kind of starts off on a big positive note and ends up on a big positive note.
Okay.
You know, I mean, life is all about, like, you know, sunshine and heartache, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's everything's in that CD, I think. It's
okay.
It's kind of, you know, parts of me are in there, right? It's all me, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And you generally play with another guy, Adam, no?
Yeah, another Adam Gatiss. Adam Gatiss, he's plays dobro and guitar as well. He's a really great guitar player. And he plays steel as well, lap steel. And yeah, he's a smoking guitar player.
Yeah.
And then I've got, in my full electric band, I've got Pat Stewart on drums and Rob Becker on bass. And they're all just killer band, you know. Couldn't ask for a better band.
Yeah. Any shows coming up?
Yeah, actually, December 1st, I'm doing this Saturday coming up. I'm doing a free showcase at like 6 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. So, and that's at Fan Club right downtown in Granville.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be a fun. That's with the full band. Yeah, be good.
Looking
forward to that. Yeah.
Awesome. So Corey has his guitar here. So why don't we do a song? What are we gonna listen to?
I'll do one off the record, and if it's cool with you guys, I'll start off nice and mellow because I'm still recovering from Paul McCartney screaming my head off, you know. All right, this one's off the record. This one's called Wednesday Morning. Goodbye.
my heart is drowning in the rain. My tears are flooding the pavement. My hope is stopping the drain. It came out of nowhere, lightning from the sky.
Cool. Yeah, right. It's really cool.
Thanks.
So your style is kind of countryish.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's kind of, you know, you put everything that's happened in my life into a musical blender and you churn it up and then you get me. Country's part of it for sure. This is sort of like alt country, you know, Americana. Adam came up with a really good phrase for North Americana.
North Americana?
Yeah, so that sort of sums it up.
Or Canadiana.
Canadiana,
yeah. Vancouver Americana.
Yeah. But I you know, I grew up on rock music and like everybody else did, right? And you know, love all this, you know, Beatles and Nirvana and AC/DC. And also like, you know, Chet Atkins and Johnny Cash and Dwight Yoakam. Everything, you know. And actually I got my degree from right here at UBC in classical music. So
oh, yeah?
I'm like, yeah. Kind of all over the place.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So people, where can people find your stuff?
They can go to my website. It's coreyhawthorne.com. And yeah, it's also, all my stuff is on iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby.
Okay.
Every place you can buy stuff online, you can find me.
The King of the Broken Hearts.
Yes, and I encourage everybody within listening range to go out and buy it right now, because Christmas is coming and everybody could use a CD.
Yeah, it's a good stock, stock in there.
For sure, the gift of music.
So, what's with the title of the CD?
The title of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually kind of funny. My wife kind of came up with it because she one night we were talking about some of the songs I'd written and. I love ballads, and I love writing ballads about, you know, heartache, and she kind of said, you know, you're the king of the broken hearts. And I was like, okay, there's the name of the album and a song, and then I literally went into the, you know, another room and sat down and had the king of the broken hearts, and I wrote half of the first song on the record, which is the title track, King of the Broken Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it all kind of fell into place, and that was a great name for an album, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's listen to couple of ads here.
Right.
We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Listen up, fellow students, readers, and patrons of the UBC Bookstore. This upcoming November 27th, our beloved bookstore is hosting their very own Res Night for all UBC students. They'll be treating you to a night of free snacks to keep that brain fed, gaming, music courtesy of DJ Ochre, and need I mention, crazy discounts on books and supplies. Watch me be there stacking up on pencil cases. We're kicking the night off at 5 p.m., and for more info, check out the website at bookstore.ubc.ca.
Not a sports page, not a magazine, but a book.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Corner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
Trading troll the nets for welfare checks and wine.
So that was Rustin Out, The Mean Sun. That's the name of the song. The city is called the same, Mean Sun. We're talking about the end of the world here. It's coming coming to your channel in 3 weeks or something.
So get your shopping done. It's important.
Yeah, well, you don't have to pay your credit cards, I guess.
That's true. I'm racking mine up. I'm going to Hawaii.
No, we'll have to do an end of the world party, I guess. Huh? Yeah.
It's just another excuse to have a party then.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yep.
It's going to be a big hangover, but.
Yeah. But you won't have to worry about the hangover if the world ends.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. We're going to play a band called Picture the Ocean. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this?
Picture the Ocean are one of my clients. They're originally from Edmonton. They're currently without an address because they've just got back about 36 hours ago from a really long flight all the way back India. They were touring in India because recently India has been taking a big interest in independent music.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were on the road with a girl from Australia called Aurora Jane. And they were playing as her backing band and then also doing their own sets. So they toured Europe, the UK, and then went over to India for a few weeks. And so they're back, and they're going to be touring back across Canada starting end of this week from Toronto back to Alberta. Unfortunately, they don't have a Vancouver show on this go-around, but they will in the spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long they were in Australia, like...
They didn't actually go to Australia.
Oh, sorry, to India.
They were in India for, I think, 3 weeks, something like that. It was a good tour. Aurora Jane, the Australian woman that they were touring with, she's played in India before, and so she's got a bunch of hookups there and a bunch of shows, and then India was hosting this new festival called India Music Week, and so they were playing at that, and then in Mumbai and stuff like that. They were playing all over the place, so it was a really exciting thing for them to break new ground halfway across the world.
We have a band that was in India also called Little Darjeeling. They were touring India too, so
the name sounds more appropriate than to tour India.
Yeah, those guys are from Manitoba, I think. Okay, well, which song should we play?
Let's listen to Being Me.
Being Me?
It's my current favorite off that album.
Okay. So, yeah, this band is called Picture the Ocean.
Not the best way to say, may the water take all of your tears away. Hard times fill with rain, your sun shines with me today. You picture the ocean, I'll picture you here. You go back to being you, and I'll go back to being me. I'll send you a song in the wind and play it over again like a broken symphonic embrace. I'm torn at the seams, pulled apart, ragged little dreams. Well, tied to a line, but pulling away. And you go back to being you, and I'll go back to being me. You go back to being you, and being me. It's either entirely or a tiny little taste, like a memory to you that you chose to replace. Whiskey philosophies inspired by the sky, by the sea. You see, you played me a song and made everyone cry.
So, yeah, that was Picture the Ocean on the way from Edmonton. No? Are they going to be in Edmonton now? Or?
Yeah, they're playing a show in Edmonton. What is the date of their Edmonton show? December 18th.
Okay.
At the Wonder Bar. Unfortunately, they're not coming any closer than Prince George to Vancouver this go around. But it's not really the right time of year to be driving through the mountains anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll see him again in the spring.
Okay, awesome. So let's do another Corey Hawthorne song, no?
Sure. I'll try one that hasn't been recorded yet.
Okay.
Brand new one. This one's called Let It Go.
It's a world premiere.
World premiere.
We love world premieres.
Well, if I had the cash, I could buy me a gun. And I could rage at the moon and I could shoot at the sun. But all of that powder would take its toll. So I'm gonna let it go. Yeah, I counted up all the worries I've spent. And I laid that pile out end to end. And if I knew then what that distance would show, I would have let it go. I never paid attention to the clock up on the wall, but I can hear it ticking loud and clear. So I wrestle my old demons and I keep the wolves at bay. And I hope I'll make it through another year. 'Cause life's too short for gritted teeth. flying fists and misery. Yeah, so I'm gonna flow like their river flows, and I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna let it go.
Cool. So what was the name of that song?
That's
again?
Let It Go.
Let It Go?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, you got a chat out there. Somebody said, the dude playing right now sounds really great. So that's Corey Hawthorne.
That's sweet. Thank you.
So let's see. Let's shout out to...
Live Facebook feed.
By Facebook, yeah. So shout out to Stella there in Maple Ridge. And so you're playing also the Heritage Grill, no? New West?
On December 12th, which is a Wednesday, I believe, yeah. And my friend Blake Havard is going to be playing the show with us. He's opening up, and I'm probably going to play guitar with him as well. So, yeah.
He does an open mic, too, no? At the Morrissey?
Yeah, on Sunday afternoons Sundays. From 5 to 9, yeah. He's a great singer. He's probably my favorite singer in town.
Yeah, he's really good.
Really good songwriter. Yeah. Great guy. Play a lot of shows with Blake.
And plans for your next CD?
Well, selling this one first. I'm going to try and booking festivals and stuff like that. Right now I'm in that process of getting that happening. So hopefully I'll tour like crazy in the spring, summer, and then do another one probably next fall. You know, an EP at least. I've got a lot of songs to record. Yeah, I'm itching to do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next Friday at the British Exservicemen Association, MG Graveyard is going to be performing. It's an awesome funk band. Well, funk blues band. It's going to be playing with The Moon, which is Mateus Moon and his band. And a singer-songwriter that John recommended. What's her name,
John? Noreen Braun.
Noreen Braun?
She's been on your show before, has she?
No.
Oh, really? She's played at the BXO about last spring. I think she was there. I remember... seeing
you
there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Lots of people have played at the BX.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably around 200 or so. So that's going to be an amazing show. So we're going to play a song from MG Graveyard. And then we're going to talk to Mateus Moon and play a song from him. So stick around. This is called Hangman Graveyard.
Take me to
So that was MG Graveyard playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. And he's going to be playing with Mateus Moon, with his band The Moon. And we have him here on the phone. Hey, Mateus, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing, Oswaldo?
We're doing okay. We're having a little morning party here at the CITR.
Beauty.
Yeah, John Prentice is here.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, and Corey and Joel.
How's it going?
Hey.
So, yeah, you're playing this Friday with MG Graveyard and your band. Which musicians are you going to be playing with this Friday?
In the band? Well, our bassist, Jacqueline, is still in Central America, so... probably just still be a two-piece, Joel Irons and myself.
Okay.
Drums and guitar.
Okay. Are you going to be doing, like, songs that we heard before, or it's, like, new songs that you're writing with them, or what's that?
Well, we've got, like, a couple of songs that we're working on that are new, that hopefully we'll get ready for the show on Friday, but if not, then... Probably not.
Mateus is a singer-songwriter, but a very peculiar his style. How would you define your style?
Well, I've never thought of my style as peculiar. I like to, I don't know, I write all different kinds of stuff, from like blues to rock to folk, in like different varying degrees. I also like dabble on my own with like different like electronic stuff, but that's not anything. But like, yeah. So this band plays like blues, rock, and reggae.
Oh yeah.
Mixture of it all.
Okay. So you're gonna
with
be
some dance vibes. Sorry.
You're gonna be doing some reggae on Friday as well.
Yeah. We have a few reggae tunes that we like to play.
Awesome. Yeah, looking forward for it. I like reggae. So
yeah, me too.
I like to see people dancing with a smile on their faces.
Who doesn't, man? Who doesn't?
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to a song from you, no? Crazy Fools? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's a song that I did at a friend's place. I demoed it at a friend's place. We're still doing the touch-ups on our own recordings for this group. But yeah. Hope enjoys.
Okay, and maybe I'll see you tonight, no? At the open mic?
At the open mic? Well, we've got band practice, so
okay.
if I can rush over there right after, because I don't like getting out too late, because I'm East fan, to coming back from there is a bit difficult, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on the practice right now.
Okay, cool. If not, I will see you on Friday then.
Of course, dude. Of course.
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to Crazy Fools. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and we'll get you to come to the station one day to play some of your songs here live.
Yeah, I'd love to do that again. That was awesome the first time. It was awesome hanging out and listening to all that, and that was cool.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Mateus, and I'll see you on Friday there at the VX.
Yeah, man. Sounds good. I'll see you then. Thank you.
stare just like you. I like to stare just like you. Crazy fool just like you. Crazy fool just like you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
It's a song called Broken Hearted Beats.
AMS Events proudly presents Tim Chasen with Poor Young Things, November 29th at the Pit Pub. With his newest album, The Other Side, the pride of PEI is quite literally going back to his roots. The album takes on a tinge of maritime roots and folk, incorporating an array of acoustic instruments and a warm, transparent production style. Since 2009's Broken Hearted Beat, audiences were introduced to a golden-voiced young performer-slash-songwriter with a mosaic-like approach to writing music named Tim Chasen, and he's an act you don't want to miss. Thursday, November 29th at the Pit Pub. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
'90s alternative rock band Jay and Myself are celebrating their long-awaited album, Fine There, on Friday, November 30th at the Rickshaw Theater. 16 years in the making, Fine There delivers an onslaught of guitar-driven grunge rock with intriguing, intricate rhythms and left turns that keep the audience on edge. With special guests, previous tenants, One Life Animal, and Hermetic. Get your tickets at www.liveatrickshaw.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM, listening to the Morning After Show. And we have a new guest here, Dan Jury, here on the station.
How's it going?
Fine, you?
Good. Well, on the way in here, there's like a hill that I had to walk over, this kind of grassy hill, and I totally bailed, and I fell down, and I never know what to do after that. Like, there's like lots of people out there, right? Do you pretend nobody saw you at all, or do you like, you know,
Or just like fake an injury, like a soccer player.
Yeah. I kind of looked at the hill like, what did you do to me? And I shook my fist and I kept walking. But yeah, it was fun.
Damn you, nature.
I'm going to go set fire to that hill later.
Okay, so we were listening there to Matthias Moon. He's playing this Friday at the British Servicemen Association with MG Graveyard. It's going to be an awesome show. So check it out. Dan is going to be playing with his band Admiral Akiba on Saturday, actually, at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So before we go into details, we're going to play a band from Spain. We have a request from Spain.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Sweet. I don't know any Spanish bands at all.
Oh, I know tons of them.
Really? All right.
These guys are from Galicia, actually, so I don't know if they... Probably be angry if you tell them they're from Spain.
Oh.
Yeah, they're from Galicia.
I won't talk to them.
So yeah, our friend Daniel Fernandez Martinez sent us this song from a band called Roque. So let's play it, and we'll be right back here.
I like it already.
On 101.9 FM. The song is called Sol Música, which means like music sun or something.
Music sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tengo tantas cosas dentro de la vida que ya no me importa ver crecer tu envidia. Demasiado es poco y esto va deprisa, y si no encuentro el modo, el miedo me aniquila. Ser algo mejor, pero siento que a veces pierdo el control. Tan solo quiero vivir, tan solo déjame existir. Despierto y siempre vuelvo a decir: fantasma, eres un fantasma. Te sobra tanto miedo como vergüenza te falta. Fantasma, ¿dónde vas, fantasma? Me quemo cuando nunca dices nada. Sha la la la, sha la 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 la, sha la 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 la, sha la la la. Solo quiero un poco de eso que no encuentro, que alguien te regala y te mueve por dentro. Veo pasar los años, veo crecer los daños, y ahora es el momento de coger aliento. Guardo la promesa que no pude hacer, pues el tiempo me deja volverte a ver. Sigo envejeciendo dentro de la piel, calculando si queda algo por hacer. Tan solo quiero vivir, tan solo déjame existir. Despierto y siempre vuelvo a decir: fantasma, eres un fantasma, te sobra tanto miedo como vergüenza te falta. Fantasma, ¿dónde vas, fantasma? Me quemo cuando nunca dices nada. Fantasma, eres un fantasma, me roba los secretos, me los vendes por la espalda. Fantasma, ¿dónde vas, fantasma? La vida es del que muerde con más ganas. Es un tablero con tantas fichas como quiero, con tantos sueños en el cielo, con tu lunar casi secreto, con forma de pañuelo, con más limón que caramelo. Siempre se lleva lo que quiero, siempre me borra los recuerdos. Sobra tanto miedo como vergüenza te falta. Fantasma, ¿dónde vas, fantasma? Me quemo cuando nunca dices nada. Fantasma, eres un fantasma, me roba los secretos, me los vendes por la espalda. Fantasma, ¿dónde vas, fantasma? La vida es del que muerde con más ganas. Sha la la la, sha la 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 la, sha la 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 la.
So actually, the song was called Fantasma.
Yeah, so I knew that. That video was great. Can I describe the video? So it's like there's like a bunch of dudes and they're walking, and every now and then, dudes will meet up with other dudes and give a little high five and a handshake, and then all the dudes keep walking, and then more dudes join.
Yeah, and then they crank up the amps and.
Yeah, your head was in the way for that part.
That's a new concept ever.
Yeah, just walking dudes and high fives.
Yeah, in the park, in the river, in the plazas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Like
chilling.
That. Yeah.
Chilling dudes.
And the song was good too. It was like it was catchy.
Yeah. Lots of the shalalalas, no?
Yeah, big fan of the shalalalas. Big fan of the doo-doo-doos, the yeah-yeah-yeahs.
Yeah, so, yeah, shout out all the way to Spain there.
Hola. Is that Spanish?
Yeah, that's pretty close, yeah. That's
atta boy. Yeah.
So that has also Ballantine Records. We were talking about Ballantine Records.
Yeah, it's not really a record label. It's more like a collective. So we kind of, you know, anybody can join to a certain degree, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's just a group of musicians. And I guess the easiest way to describe it is, like, when I was starting out, I used to change my band name, like, every couple weeks. And so I'd always have to, like, create a brand new webpage, and I'd have to, like, get new fans. and it was a pain in the ass, so I thought, let's just get like one central place and all of my bands could just be on the one webpage. And then eventually I'd meet up with other bands and they'd say, oh, you know, we have a line on some pressing and printing, but we don't know anybody who does web pages. And I knew a guy who did web pages, and then another band would say, oh, well, we know the booking guy here, but we can't do anything else. So we kind of all just got together and, you know, worked together. Mm-hmm. If somebody already knows somebody, mm-hmm. there's no reason for me to kind of make all those inroads myself, so we thought we'd just share the weight.
Okay.
And it's worked out pretty good. So we have a show on Saturday at the BritX.
Yep.
And we got Rampant Lions gonna play and Owl Scowl, which is the guys from Kith and Kin, and my band Admiral Acuba this week. That's what we're called.
Okay.
And, and we're gonna play. It's gonna be fun.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Rampant Lion. They put a very energetic show, huh?
Yeah, yeah, they do. And they're kind of like 70s rock, which I kind of like.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, those guys are from other bands, so I think it's easier if we all just kind of share a label, and then if you know, because Connor from
Rampant Lion
from Good Grief, yeah, he's in Good Grief as well, and so. It's like, if he wants to do a side project or another band, he doesn't have to just start from scratch, and that's nice.
Cool. And what about the other band? What do they play?
Kith and Kin, I know. Owl Scowl is the first time that they're going to play as that.
Oh, so, really? So it's another world premiere?
It's a world premiere. There. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Super, super exciting. I might wet myself.
So that's happening this Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway.
You're gonna be there.
Yeah, for sure.
$2 beers.
$2 beers. Free pool.
Yeah. You know,
like finally somebody beat me at pool last weekend.
I know you're threatening to have somebody beat you.
Yeah, so I had to buy him a beer.
Really?
That's the thing. You beat
me.
Beat me a pool. $2 less in my pocket.
You're gonna be okay. Like
well, $2.
Yeah, you're gonna be able to make rent.
There's a place in Vancouver where you can buy $2 beer.
Yeah, yeah, you haven't been here?
Not yet.
Oh, you have to go on Saturday.
Oswaldo keeps inviting me, but I
should go.
Here.
It's a good hang.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fun.
Missing out there.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, Oswaldo's word was good enough for me, but now with all these other guys.
It's dangerous, though. Like, for $2, you're like, oh, I'll have another beer. I'll have another beer. Next thing you know, you're falling down in UBC, so.
Like, tripping on hills at the UBC.
That's funny. So, should we play? Let's play my favorite Admiral Akiva song,
I
no?
I brought it, but yeah, you can play it, sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
I'm a big fan of crescendos, so there's a crescendo in this.
Nice.
Awesome. This is called Left, and should we play it and then describe the video?
Yeah,
or?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, all right. Cool. Okay, you're listening to 101.9 FM. So that's Left Admiral Akiba.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the video. So I basically started doing our videos ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I like most of them I shot on my iPhone and edited on my computer, and they're bad. But I was saying before that the best compliment I ever got was one of the comments for one of the other ones I did was, "This is the worst video I've ever seen." And yeah, I'm proud of that. I think it's good. So yeah, this one had some animation, had some puppets, had I tried to tell a story.
Yeah, it's a love story, you know?
Yeah, it is.
So
you can go check it out. I guess YouTube channel Cool After School.
Cool After School?
One word, which is the name of my first radio show. That is.
Okay, cool. Because Valentine Records also do a podcast, no? Are you still doing the podcast?
Yeah, well, I'm lazy. I haven't done it in a while. I will. I'll do it again.
We should do one together if you want.
We should. Yeah. Yeah, you can get everything that we do on ValentineRecords.net. You can go to Facebook, and that's usually where we keep things up to date.
Cool.
Yeah.
And check out these guys live because they're awesome. Are you gonna do some covers this Saturday?
No.
No covers.
No, we tried that once. I've never learned covers in my life because I can't remember other people's songs.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know. There's a thing like if you play someone else's song and somebody's listening for the first time, they're going to go, "Oh, wait a minute, that guy made a mistake there, he made a mistake there."
Oh, yeah.
And I was always so worried that I was going to make mistakes that I thought if I wrote it, then there's nobody who can tell me how it goes.
Except for the other band members, no?
Well, but then they don't matter, right? So we did a cover night like a month ago, right?
Yeah, and like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was just full of, oh, man. Yeah.
But it was really fun.
Yeah, it was
really fun.
Everybody else was great. I thought that that Jake Fox from Blank Cinema was amazing.
He
started the night off, and it was just awesome. He did it by himself, and he was doing like my favorite 80s new wave stuff.
Yeah, cool. Come check out the party this Saturday. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
So let's do another Corey Hawthorne song,
sure.
No?
Right.
Corey's going to play also in New Westminster at the Heritage Grill. Like, you're like the fourth person that comes to the show, and they have a show there, so I think it's...
All the kids are doing
it. It's happening,
is that
eh?
A good venue? What's it like?
New Westminster. Cool. I've never been,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, it's cool. It's called the Heritage Grill. It's like a restaurant. It's cool. It's licensed, but it's, you know, all ages as well, so...
Yeah.
That's a Columbia Station, huh?
Yeah, it's right off the... Right on the main drag there in New West, so my old stomping grounds, actually. Okay, well, I'll do one. This is the title track from my record, The King of the Broken Hearts, and... Strangely enough, this song is called The King of the Broken Hearts.
Okay.
But like this.
Even though she ripped my heart out of my chest, and even though she disregarded me like all the rest, even though she let me fall, I still listen for the call, and I'll keep looking till I find your sweet caress. So it's one more round on the long way down, even though I might just wind up in the dark, I'll just drive on through until I find you and be the king of the broken. She spit directly in my eye, and even though she ruined my broken life and made me want to die, even through these streaming tears, for all I know they could last years, if there's a snowball's chance in hell, I'm still alive. And it's one more round on the long way down, even though I might just wind dark, I'll just drive on through until I find you, be the king of the broken hearts. Thank you. it's one more round on the long way down. Even though I might just wind up in the dark, I'll just drive on through until I find you and be the king of the broken hearts. The king of the broken hearts.
So the pyro is supposed to go off behind me. Kaboom!
Hey! Cool. I thought you were going to throw some sha-la-las in there for us.
Damn it, I forgot the sha-la-las. Well, you, what were you doing?
My mic was off. You're the one who likes sha-la-las.
Do you have a sha-la-la-la song? Kind of?
No, no? But damn it, I'm going home.
Anyone can
do sha-la-la.
Rock out, next track.
Cool. So that's like the single, no?
Well, there's a couple of singles. I don't know. I kind of left it up to radio programs to play whatever they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably totally the wrong way to do it. But yeah, that's one of them. The other ones, like Goodbye to Biloxi and Pale Flowers, are getting played kind of all over the place.
Okay.
And Lies, Lies, Lies is another one. So
Yeah. No, that's a way to do it, because whenever they tell me, oh, this is a single, you have to play the single, I generally don't play. Just to be a rebel. No, because generally I like another song, so I play the songs that I like. So.
Yeah. Well, and not always the guy who's picking which is the single, he's too close to it to realize which song's the like catchiest or the best.
Cool. Yeah.
And maybe there's something else that's better.
I think they generally choose the singles because of the length of
right.
the song. Like, so it's more radio-friendly.
Right. And
no?
The ones
yeah.
without
what do you think, Joanne?
I mean, I always suggest a few tracks when I send along a CD to a radio station.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I say, try this track or try this track, and I try to pick a couple of different diverse tracks, but more single-like ones. Like, I had one CD that I started working on recently, and there was one song that I absolutely loved, and it would have been a great single, but it had this really long, drawn-out intro,
mm-hmm.
so I couldn't use it as a single, and... Yeah, it made me realize, wow, you really do need to go back to producers and be like, can you do a radio edit of this song,
yeah, yeah.
so that they'll play it? Because otherwise it's just too long.
Yeah, you know? Well...
And then it's only a song that the radio DJ plays if he has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I often wonder what would happen today if, like...
Stairway to Heaven, man.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to mention that. Like, if Led Zeppelin were a new band today, how the hell would they, you know, like, yeah, here's our... Play this song.
You can't be that...
Inagada la Vida. Here's my single, Inagada la Vida.
Different world,
yeah.
Today. Beautiful
well, I mean,
show.
We've lost, maybe unfortunately, but fortunately, too, we've lost, like, that kind of... Well, we've lost the album experience, right? So no longer can you have these weird B-sides that just run for,
conceptual,
you know,
10, 15
minutes.
Stuff.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore because people just buy what they want or download what they want without buying it. But, I mean, yeah, you can't have these bands that are kind of crazy that just kind of lock themselves in a hotel for a year and a half.
It's too bad, though, too, because there's some good... I mean, like, I love the album experience. Like, I listen to... I put, you know, Doolittle on by the Pixies yesterday, and I couldn't imagine, like, I'm going to listen to, you know, what the song right in the middle. I have to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole context, right?
But I kind of like the fact that you can write one song, release it, and then, like, a month later, write another one and release it.
That's really
great.
Cool. That's a good point, too. Yeah, there's a million different ways of skinning that cat these days, you know?
Right.
Yep. Okay, shout-outs, people, shout-outs from family members, friends.
I got an event I could talk about.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody, I want to encourage you to go to the Vogue Theater on December 7th for Music BC Charitable Foundation Celebration 2012. Music BC Charitable Foundation supports music education across the province. They have a lot of programs where they do Adopt an Instrument program, where they provide instruments to school bands. They do scholarships and bursaries. They do mentorship programs. And so the event happening... on the 7th at the Vogue Theater, it's going to be a fundraiser, but mostly it's just a celebration of what Music BC Charitable Foundation does. The lineup is going to have some wonderful bands: Chilliwack, everybody loves Chilliwack.
Oh, yeah.
yes, Jim Burns, David Gogo, Sean Burrow from Widemouth Mason, Murray Porter, Steve Dawson, some local favorites like Portage and Maine, the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer.
Cool. Cereal, Tanya Aganaba, and it's going to be a great event. Tickets are $30 for general admission. There is a VIP admission if you want that includes the after party at Fan Club, which is also where Corey's going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
$30, that's like $3 a band. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like 10 bucks.
Way to break it down.
Yeah, really? Like
no, yeah, yeah.
It is. It's like $3 a band, yeah. And your proceeds go to support Music BC Charitable Foundation. So
awesome.
Buy a ticket, come out and support, and listen to some great music.
Cool.
I like it.
Yeah,
sold.
Yeah.
Sold.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, just I think if you're a band and you, you're having a tough time, a lot of bands don't have web pages, a lot of bands can't get shows. Drop us a line and we'll see if we can do something together. I think too many bands operate in silos.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need to work together. I think Vancouver could do that better.
Valentine Records.
Yep. .net.
Cool. Nice.
I couldn't get calm. What do you want?
I recently realized that I was emailing somebody at .ca and the emails were not going through, and I was like, what is wrong with this? And then I checked back and I was like, .net? Who does .net?
Oh, come on. It's better than...
Is it free?
No, it's never free.
.net.
The calm guys, I don't know what they're doing. They're just sitting on there.
Could have went .ca.
I know, but at that time I was in Tokyo. So I didn't want to paint myself into this.
Into the GP.
Then I'm somewhere else, right? I didn't want to be, like, geographically married to any specific
cool.
You're non-committal, domain. Then, is what you're
basically,
saying.
Basically, yeah. That's my band names.
Yeah, and don't forget, tonight there's the open mic at this place, Hatchery. Really cool party happening tonight. 3293 West 4th Avenue. And so I don't know if you have a short song that you want to do before we say goodbye.
And can I just say hi to my beautiful wife, Laura?
Of course.
And my good friend, Adam Gatiss, who's probably listening to this at work. Adam, get back to work.
Hey, Neil Buckton. He's listening.
I'll do a brand new one. This one's pretty short, too.
Can you put some Sean on us?
You can.
No.
I'll do background.
This one's called Till the Day That I Die. I wish I was the hero of the day, and I could stop the dreams that keep you from sleeping. And I wish I was the surgeon of your heart, and I could take out the sadness you're keeping. You might run into life's disappointments and find out all that you've read is a lie. But there's one thing for sure that I want you to know. I'm gonna love you to the day that I die. And I wish I was the knight in shining armor to take out the ghost at your heels. And I wish I was the keeper of the sun, so I could melt away the coldness you feel. You might think you're at home on the ocean, treading water in tears that you cry. But I want you to know you're not swimming alone, 'cause I'm gonna love you to the day that I die. And I can't promise you a cloudless sky, but one thing constant will be you and I. And when disaster is on the horizon, and nothing but black fills the sky, at the end of the world, well, it's you and me, girl. I'm gonna love you to the day that I die. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you to the day that I die.
Sha-la-la-la.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Sha-la-la-las for all everybody. This is it sunny outside when you came, or how's the weather?
It's a little slippery, but
slippery.
Sunny, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. I think cool. It was supposed to be the last nice day, or pseudo nice day ever. And we're back to.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Typical Vancouver weather.
It's really
rain.
Quite cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than it normally is at this time
it's
of year.
It's all the cold air coming off the mountains. The snows.
Yeah, skiing's already started,
beautiful.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's it.
Yeah.
So.
So there you go. And
are we,
what was the other song that you
no,
played?
I swear, are we?
Today? Let It Go?
Let It Go?
Yeah.
Okay. Is someone checking?
Let It Go?
No, not on community radio. They just sent it. Mm-hmm. You never know with the CRTC.
Okay, so we're waiting for Alex. He's supposed to be here with the next show called Mantis Cabinet. Oh, there he is. Okay, so thank you guys for dropping by. We're going to leave you with Population Drops here while he gets set up. And I'll see you next week.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.